Chill out in front of a big flat screen like Wingo would.
Oh, you know it. It's a changing La Quinta look to help you get in the zone and look sharp when you hit that big meeting.
Prepare to win at business with La Quinta Inns and Suites.
Book now at LQU.com.
You're listening to Cardinals Baseball on ESPN Radio 93.5 WSJK Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana. Brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window. Quality since 1955. Visit them at KramerSiding.com.
This is a Fox News alert. Anthony Bourdain is dead. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. That's according to CNN, where the chef and author hosted his travel show. More from Fox's Tanya J. Powers in New York.
Chris, CNN confirms Anthony Bourdain's death by suicide. He was in France working on an upcoming episode of his series Anthony Bourdain Parts Unknown when he was found unresponsive in his hotel room by a close friend. In addition to his talents in the kitchen, he was also a best-selling author, and he'd won 2 Emmy Awards for his cooking and travel shows. Season 11 of Parts Unknown had just premiered on CNN last month. Anthony Bourdain was 61.
Tanya J. Powers in New York, thanks. President Trump has just left the White House, tweeting, "I'm headed for Canada and the G7 for talks that will mostly center on the longtime unfair trade practices against the United States. From there, I go to Singapore and talks with North Korea on denuclearization." The president adds, "Won't be talking about the Russian witch hunt hoax for a while." A former Senate staffer's under arrest. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has that story from D.C.
Chris, James A. Wolf is due to appear in court today on charges he lied to the FBI about his contacts with reporters. Wolf, the director of security for the Senate Intelligence Committee, has denied that he gave classified information to journalists. The committee is investigating potential ties between the Trump campaign and Russia. The New York Times reports that federal investigators seized the email and phone records of one of its reporters as part of the investigation into Wolf. Chris.
Rachel, the driver of a pickup truck in Davie, Florida, shot and killed himself after a police chase on Interstate 75 there. A police spokesman says that chase started after the driver shot at a car last night and that he committed suicide as officers were approaching the stopped truck. The whole thing is under investigation. And a Jeep packed with immigrants smuggled in from Syria and Iraq has crashed in Greece. 6 people are dead, including 3 children and the driver. This is Fox News, fair and balanced.
Buying a new tractor? You owe it to yourself to visit your LS Tractor dealer. LS Tractors give you a lot more tractor for less money compared to other brands. For starters, LS Tractor comes with more select features as standard equipment. They make operating your tractor easier with better performance to get more work done quicker. Compare and you'll know who gives you more tractor for your money. LS Tractor. Excel in your field. Learn more at lstractorusa.com.
Visit Denning Automotive in Mattoon and get more tractor.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Stock markets overseas are trading lower today. Dow futures are down 78 points ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. One of the Supreme Court decisions we're expecting before the end of the term this month, whether voters can be kicked off the rolls for not voting.
Ohio has the most aggressive policy of all of the states for taking voters' names from the voter rolls, dumping them if they miss one general election and then fail to respond to a notice mailed by the state. The Supreme Court case was brought by a man who chose not to vote in the 2012 presidential election and didn't respond to the state's notice. He then later found he was not registered to vote on a marijuana initiative. Ohio's Attorney General John Houston says they're only trying to ensure the integrity of the voting rolls. Civil rights groups say the law tends to disenfranchise lower-income voters. If Ohio prevails at the high court, other states are likely to enact similar voting rules. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
An army base in New York City is being boycotted by local restaurants after the arrest and possible deportation of a pizza delivery man.
Restaurants around Fort Hamilton in Brooklyn are saying they're no longer sending deliveries to the garrison after an undocumented delivery man was handed over to Immigration and Customs Enforcement as he was bringing an order of Italian food to a sergeant last week. Pablo Villavicencio, who has an American wife and children, was detained at the base when he failed to produce sufficient ID, and Army personnel discovered he had an active ICE warrant. Restaurant owner Josefina Cardoso tells the New York Post she she won't send her delivery people to the base anymore, claiming she'd feel guilty if something happened to them. In New York, Mike Cantor, Fox News.
A Kim Jong-un lookalike claims to have been detained, questioned, and let go after landing in Singapore today. That's where the real Kim is meeting with President Trump next week. The impersonator, based in Hong Kong, goes by the name Howard X. He says he's in Singapore to do promotions for a mall and a seafood restaurant during the summit. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
And good morning, ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. Good Friday morning. Our local news brought to you by Gina Johnson and her new book, Let's Make It a Habit. Let her teach your staff how to cut down on stress, improve synergy and community, and develop positive habits. Let'sMakeItAHabit.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Maniscelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. An Urbana man was hurt in an early morning shooting yesterday. The victim said he was in a car near Lincoln Avenue when a vehicle pulled up to him and someone inside fired two shots. We could see changes in hunting regulations applying to deer hunters. The changes would affect Champaign, Macon, Piatt, Moultrie, and Douglas counties. The State Department of Natural Resources is hosting public meetings next week to talk about the possible changes for archery hunting rules. The state is hoping to boost the deer population in the area. The meeting in Champaign is on June 12th in the Forbes Natural History Building at the University of Illinois at 5 p.m. Road closures to tell you about. Weather permitting, Green Street from Goodwin Avenue to Lincoln Avenue will be closed to through traffic for hot mix asphalt resurfacing tomorrow from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Lane closures at the Green Street and Lincoln Avenue intersection also can be expected. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Maniscelli.
We're talking with Gina Johnson, owner of Blueprint Mental Health and Life Coaching Practice in Urbana.
Yes, since my book, Let's Make It a Habit, came out, I have been leading in-person workshops in various types of businesses, including for-profit, non-profit, and academic institutions. I teach audiences how to deal with negativity using humor and compassion. I present a realistic approach to instilling good habits to get the good things back in our lives, while also focusing on ways to learn daily habits that help us overcome negativity and move forward.
Visit letsmakeitahabit.com.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service and brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, from simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana. Call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie J. A little on the overcast side this morning. We've got partly cloudy conditions and a 30% chance of showers. Warm with a high 90. 68 our low tonight. 40% chance of scattered showers this evening, and coming into Saturday's forecast, otherwise partly cloudy with a high 88, low 68. Sunny on Sunday, and then a 50% chance of showers with a high 87, low 67. We're currently at 67 on ESPN 93.5.
Great. How am I coming in this morning?
Pretty
good.
Sound
okay?
Yeah.
Sound really clean, don't I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I made up a new brand new studio yesterday. It was outside with the leaf blower, also by the pool. Then I was in a vestibule that somebody texted in because I couldn't remember the name of it. Mm-hmm. Now I'm live from the Honda CRV. So I look like a sad, sad little man here on my little portable studio live from a vehicle. Yes, sir, I know I look strange. How are you? All good. Good to have you. Good morning. It is Friday. It is June 8th. I am live from Marion, Illinois, side of the Miss America, Miss Illinois, the official state pageant leading to Miss America. And we had preliminaries the last couple of nights. Gracie performed last night in her swimsuit, which will now be a thing of the past if she makes finals on Saturday night. And that'll be it for Miss America. State pageants, preliminaries, and, of course, the national pageant. They no longer will do swimsuits, and it'll take a whole lot of pressure off these young kids. And, you know, these are really young, talented, beautiful people. They're all, I mean, the state pageant, you can imagine, they've all won an area local pageant to get there, so they're all queens of some area of the state of Illinois. But Gracie did just great last night. She had an onstage question that I'll get to that here as we go. I'll tell you what she was asking, what she said. But you have to be really ready to go in the Miss America. They ask you about issues, and she got asked about immigration, and I thought answered beautifully. But we'll tell you about all of that here as we go along this morning. So it is Friday's June 8th. Hope you're happy and doing well. I'm always happy to welcome Kamara Clifton. She is a political analyst. She's down in the great state of Texas. Kamara, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. God bless you, and good luck to your daughter today.
Thank you very much. We get kind of a day off. She's got this finals tomorrow night in the Illinois State Pageant. They'll do top 10, and then those 10 will compete. And, hey, we'll see what happens. And she did great in preliminaries. We'll see what happens. But that's, anyway, yes, thank you. Okay, so the president entertaining, was it Prime Minister Abe or President Abe? What do they have in Japan?
Prime Minister.
Abe. Okay, so they're there talking North Korea. Meanwhile, Canada's really mad at me. So's France. Listen, can't we all get along? The reason, and here's what they're doing. Oh, you made me mad because you're charging me tariffs and taxes on my stuff. Well, if it's not equal and you're taxing my milk 300% in Canada, why don't we level it out a little bit? Why do I always have to pick up the tab at the restaurant, Kamara?
I don't think we should continue to do that. That's not what friends do.
So it's okay to question it, but here comes this outsider who's brash and, you know, a portion of the population can't stand this president no matter what he does. So why not say this is going to be better for the country and the American worker? I thought the Democrats liked the American worker.
Well, they only like the American worker when they're headed to the polls to hit a straight Democrat ticket. The rest of the time, they're not that concerned. They're much more concerned about the K Street lobbyists and how, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and trading partners where they can go and take swag trips. I have very little respect for how the Democrat Party plays out their roles and responsibility to the American people.
I kind of been a you know, very cynical mood the last few years, Kamara, about the system. I think there should be term limits. It feels like a cabal to me. I think they're all part of one big suited country club. I think the Republicans, some, are just as bad as the Democrats when it comes to system and don't mess up my party and how dare you question how we do it. It's not working very well from a standpoint of system. We're slow. We're bloated. We overspend. We can do better.
I agree. And the reason that we have a term called, you know, a RINO, Republican in name only, is that most Republicans would agree with you that, you know, all of this problem, if you will, we'll just call it a problem, challenge, exists on both sides of the aisle.
Yeah.
I am absolutely and always going to be opposed to term limits. It's not constitutional. Founders didn't intend that. However, I am very, very committed to term limiting bureaucrats, because they go and stay for years. They don't care who gets elected. They train the newcomers who come in. They work for whoever comes in, but they tell them what policy should be. And some of those guys are so not in tune with how all that's mm-hmm. done that they go along to get along. And it's wrong.
Interesting.
So I think no bureaucrat should ever be able to work for the federal government more than 5 or 10 years.
But I don't understand, and we can disagree on this, I don't understand how the same guy can have the best ideas for 40 years. He has the best war chest, name recognition. I just say, go back, get your pharmacy job, and thank you. That's what I do.
Well, I'm not talking about, well, I mean, a lot of congressmen do go and stay that long, but I'm talking about the bureaucrats.
Right, I agree with that. I think that's a great.
Yeah.
I think bureaucrats run the deal. They're the office staff you inherit when you get a job as a politician.
Exactly.
And they've been there. They're entrenched. They're going to say this is how we do it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the newcomer isn't going to buck that. Our term limits mm-hmm. for everybody. We can just kumbaya moment and say, look, you know what? Let's just get new ideas, new faces. You go serve. That's what it's about. I want the people serving that don't want to serve, because they'll probably be the best at it.
Well, let me ask you. We didn't have a blue wave. That didn't happen in California. It didn't happen anywhere. If Donald Trump has a majority in the House and the Senate, will that not be the most telling moment about the state of our country and the mood of the people who live here? And isn't that a clear message to every elected official, no matter what side of the aisle they sit on, that they better get on board with his theme of making America great again and stop being obstructionist to what the people want?
I well said, and I agree. And you know what? I've said this for months. I don't buy into the blue wave. It's what I'm being fed, because that's wishful thinking by most of the media. Right. And we'll see what happens. You know, they might be right. I don't think so. I don't feel it. I think there are a lot of good things going on. If he wasn't so in your face on Twitter and just kind of sometimes, I know you are, but what am I kind of thing? People just, there's just a dislike. They just don't like him. Thus, no matter what he does, it's just not going to be good enough for some. I think a whole bunch of the country is starting to be aware that, you know what, we got really good jobs numbers, the economy's humming along, he's tackling issues nobody else has been able to do, so let's let the guy work and see what happens, and then if it's not any good, you can vote him out.
That's right. And, you know, this whole thing of everybody whining about the trade deficit and the hard stance he's going to take tomorrow, because that's basically the majority of the time he's going to be at the G7,
right.
They need to take a deep breath and look at where is the market right now, where is the unemployment number right now, across the board, all genders, all races, and then say those trade deficits are not even going to be noticed by the people in the United States, but the pain may be felt in those other countries who have massively taken advantage of us for the last 50 years. So I'm in favor of these tariffs. I think it's this, what they're calling a trade war, I'm calling a trade balance.
There you go.
And it's long, long overdue.
Cameron, how do people reach you?
Well, you know what? I've been giving out my email, but I think I'd like everybody to go to LinkedIn. If you don't have a LinkedIn account, they're easy and they're free. And just look me up, Tamara Clifton. And I'm the only one there that I'm aware of on LinkedIn, and I'd love to connect, and you can see my postings and all of that.
Awesome. Hey, it's always a pleasure. You have a wonderful weekend.
God bless you. You too.
God bless you. Cameron Clifton, ESPN 93.5. You can always text in, always, 359-2255. 359-2255. Let's jump to our morning sports. ESPN 93.5 with Diane Ducey.
Okay, Stevie, well, Cardinals looked good enough yesterday, 4-1 over Miami.
Better.
And they've got the Reds now. They'll start up that series at 6:10, and you'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5. I think I'll get you that Redbird recap in about a half an hour or so. We had the Cubs saved by the big bats of Anthony Rizzo as they beat Philadelphia 4-3 yesterday. We heard the action on US 105.9. Got a day game as we start up a series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. So as far as you keeping track of the NL Central, how are we sitting, Stevie?
Cubs are half out. Cardinals are three out. Cubs are starting to stretch their legs. Here come the Cubs.
That's right. Now we have the Stanley Cup, and we finished up yesterday. Washington Capitals winning the Stanley Cup, beating the Vegas Golden Knights 4-3. So Washington Capitals swept them. And people are moving on now to the NBA Finals. And will the Warriors have a shot at this with their 3-0 lead going into the NBA Finals against the Cleveland Cavaliers? Any predictions, Stevie?
Golden State is your NBA champion 2018.
Like tonight?
Sure.
Okay.
It doesn't matter, but yeah, sure.
I also wanted to let you know, in Illinois basketball, news about 6'9 forward Greg.
Yeah.
Boygenden.
Yeah, we read it. Christian told me that yesterday. Mm-hmm. Why? It's
June. I don't know.
What the heck happened? I want answers. Ask Jeremy.
Okay. Listen in after 9. Maybe he'll have some answers as he works on his show on ESPN 93.5. But now 4 returning scholarship players. And we're weak in the middle, is what the article is saying from the Chicago trip.
Who's my 5? Anyway.
I know.
Okay.
I know. There's a hole in the middle. That's what people are saying. Who's going to play the post?
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
We've got that.
Weather?
Okay. I can do that.
ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast for your weekend from the National Weather Service.
We are teetering a high near 90 today, tomorrow, and Sunday, down into the mid-60s at night, and there's around a 40% chance of showers every day. Right now, the temperature is at 68 on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Want to hear the onstage question from last night? I'll give it to you. See what you can do with that.
From the Fox Business Network, Verizon's CEO is retiring. Lowell McAdam is stepping down. The company says Hans Vestberg, former chief executive of Ericsson, will take over on August 1st. Vestberg has been serving as Verizon's chief technology officer. JCPenney is stepping up its sports clothing business. It will be selling sports team gear for professional and college teams. It's expanded a relationship with Fanatics, Inc., and will launch shops in hundreds of JCPenney locations. Royal Caribbean will eliminate the use of plastic straws by the end of this year. The cruise company says starting in 2019, guests who request a straw will receive a paper straw. It's also switching to wood coffee stirrers and bamboo garnish picks. The Dow added 95 on Thursday. The Nasdaq dropped 54. The S&P down 8. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute.
ESPN 93.5, it's Friday. I am Stevie J, live from Marion, Illinois. Last night, Diane, we had the Lifestyle and Fitness, they call it.
Okay.
Which will be shortly the now non-existent swimsuit competition. So, you know, Gracie competed in the swimsuit, which was Lifestyle and Fitness. They want to see if the young lady's in shape. And as you know, we've talked about it, Miss America won't be having that as of this September in the national pageant with all 50 states. They won't have a swimsuit competition, so it goes into effect immediately for Miss America 2019, which will air on ABC September the 9th. And so anyway, but, you know, the ladies in this state pageant here in Marion, they were all ready for that. So they're going to go ahead. And then those that make the top 10, as they'll announce that at the beginning of the show Saturday night, they'll go on and compete in the evening gown, the swimsuit, or Lifestyle and Fitness. And then on stage question, and of course, the talent. So all that happens Saturday night one more time. And then that's it for Miss America and the swimsuit. They won't be doing that anymore. So I think, and as we've talked about, I think it's a good thing. I think the pressure is put on these young ladies to be ridiculously thin and really, really in shape. And Grace has transformed her body over the last 10 months. It has taken a commitment and effort that is admirable, and I respect how hard she worked. But the fact of the matter is, we judge too much on body type. We judge too much on thin versus not thin. Now, it's not to say I endorse being out of shape. It's to say that the pressures of looking like a cover of a magazine, which is, you know, bordering anorexic, is wrong. And that's the pressure, I think, particularly women. Not so much guys. Guys don't have that. Women, I think, are pressured into being something that probably is unrealistic. But it doesn't mean that women have to be overweight or anything else. But it does mean that you don't have to look like a Milan, Italy model. That's chasing something that won't bring you happiness anyway. So, there's that. So last night, the Lifestyle and Fitness for Grace, and then the onstage question, I mentioned at her local, when she won Capital City, was crowned Miss Capital City back right after Thanksgiving when she couldn't eat Thanksgiving dinner because of the swimsuit competition.
Right.
Oh, by the way, after the pageant, I don't get this. They're bringing loads of Walt's Pizza.
Really?
She's the only one, I think, that didn't have anything. She was struggling. She wanted it bad. She's been craving stuff she hasn't been able to eat for. And why would you bring a bunch of people and got to get in bikinis, these two-piece bathing suits, a bunch of fattening food?
Yeah, that sounds like something that would be bloating, you know. And
well, it's something you probably, anyway, but again, there's a lot of stress. What the heck? It's, you know, you did your preliminary. Let's celebrate. But, you know, we suggested, you know, yeah, two more days. And another thing is, you know, your body wouldn't be used to that. So careful on what you know, got to be careful on what you eat a lot of, what you haven't eaten of, yeah. You know, that kind of stuff. Anyway, so on stage question, I told you that in her local in Springfield, right after Thanksgiving, she was asked, I mean, it was like, Springfield isn't getting along. Our politicians aren't getting stuff done. What do you think? What's your solution? And I was like, whoa, microphone in face.
Right.
So she said, you know, the beauty of America is that we have a chance to listen to each other. Mm. And that's what we have to do. We have to listen to each other first. Then maybe we can accomplish things, but we have to get things done. So I thought it was a great answer and pretty good under duress. So last night she was asked, her question was, and again, Miss America, they get into some of the issues. They said, should children of illegals be granted citizenship?
Yeah.
Good question. She said, I believe they should. There should be a path for citizenship. The Dreamers, through no choice of their own, came to America. There should be an efficient process that we implement that would allow these people to get a chance to live the American dream. I thought it was a great answer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you never know what you're going to pull out of the fishbowl, right? So if she makes top 10 on Saturday night, she'll have a chance to do that again. But it's, there's a lot of pressure in this kind of a level. And there's a lot on the line with scholarships. And Grace was also a Final Four in a service scholarship. And she's interviewing for that this morning. But otherwise, it's fairly pretty much a day off. They have the little princess program. So a lot of little princesses. Can hang around with the misses today. Yesterday they visited a VA hospital and got to talk to some veterans. And then the Miss Teen Illinois, Miss America will be tonight. And then tomorrow night is the Miss Illinois. And then the announcement of the top 10 shortly after 7 o'clock. And if you're interested in following this, MissIllinois.org is doing a pretty good job keeping up. Okay, Busey's social media followers can enter to win in a familiar favorite with a new giveaway throughout 2018. Connect with Busey on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Participate in Fulfilling Dreams and Friday Freebie. Two exciting social giveaways. Fulfilling Dreams has helped four families realize their dreams. Whether your dream is maybe college degree, vacation, home remodel, Dreamers can enter to win a $1,500 Busey MasterCard gift card. Just connect with Busey on Facebook, share your dreams each month with a photo and story, and the dream with the most likes gets $1,500. Get to it. For rules, visit Busey.com/150. And the Friday freebie returns 2 weeks from today, June 22nd. Guess the amount of cash or coin pictured on Facebook to enter to win a $100 digital gift card. Connect with Busey on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Participate in these fun, wonderful programs. Don't miss your chance to win big. Connect with Busey on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram today. Member FDIC. I'm Stevie J, live from the mobile studio, the Honda CRV. Where it sounds non-echoey, I think. We're coming back with a guest favorite. I really like this guy. Harry coming up, our family counselor. Stand by. ESPN 93.5, 7:30 in Champaign, Urbana, and Marion, Illinois.
That's right. And the temperature is at 68. We'll get the full forecast next.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. Celebrity chef and TV show host Anthony Bourdain has died. According to CNN, home to his show Parts Unknown, the cause apparently suicide.
Bourdain was in France working on an upcoming episode of his series when he was found unresponsive in his hotel room by a close friend. Anthony Bourdain was 61.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The president on his way to Canada for the G7 summit and a first court appearance today for a former director of security for the Senate Intel Committee, James A. Wolf.
Wolf is charged with lying about contacts with three reporters, including through his use of encrypted messaging apps. The Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Richard Byrne, Ranking Member Mark Warner issuing a statement saying, we are troubled to hear of the charges filed against a former member of the committee staff.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Fox News. We report. You decide.
An
And now your morning news with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional with their two-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Also, you can visit online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Parents have been learning about videos on YouTube showing violent fights between Urbana middle school students. WCIA says the school district and police are aware of the videos, and the superintendent says he's aware of four incidents. Faculty is seen breaking up the fights in the video. Road closures to tell you about. Weather permitting, Green Street from Goodwin Avenue to Lincoln Avenue will be closed to through traffic for hot mix asphalt resurfacing tomorrow from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Lane closures at the Green Street and Lincoln Avenue intersection also can be expected for the hot mix asphalt resurfacing. If you have a Facebook account, it is possible that posts you made that you thought were private were actually shared with the public. Facebook announced on Thursday that as many as 14 million users had their privacy settings changed by a bug. Status updates intended to be posted privately among friends were open to anyone in the public to see. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, Classic Plumbing.
ESPN 93.5, we'll check a weather update. Brought to you by Timberworks. Call for a free quote, 217-260-8522. Find them online at timberworks217.com. From tree trimming to stump removal and clearance, Timberworks will take your tree service to new heights.
We've got a high of 90 expected today, down to around 68 this evening. Chance of showers is at 30%. We've got a 40% chance of rain, high 88, low 68 tomorrow. And on Sunday, a 50% shot at showers, high 87. Currently 70, ESPN 93.5.
What is Chef Anthony Bourdain? Another suicide. Was it Kate Spade the other day? Man, is that sad. It's the 10th leading cause of death in America, I think, is suicide. And it's just brutally sad that they're feeling that empty. And I don't know. Faith does it for me. I hope that people try God before giving up. But I don't know. It's so sad that empty. I mean, they're very successful people here, really rich, famous, and yet they're empty and they're searching. And we tend to do that. We tend to search in our lives no matter where we are. And I believe there's an answer. For me, it's my Christian faith. Anyway, sad. Sorry to hear that. All right, I think we have our good old family counselor coming up in just a moment. And then we'll get you your Cardinal recap. Cubs win again. How do you like Tyler Chatwood, Cub fans? Man, he walks a lot of people. He walks like eight people every nine innings. It's just crazy. I don't know. Walks just, oh. Anyway, Miles Michaelis did great for the Cardinals. Boy, the Cardinals got back on the winning track. Almost got swept by Miami, one of the worst teams in baseball. But they're back at it. Pirates play the Cubbies. That'll be important. I think the Pirates are starting to fade just a bit. Cubs are really getting it going. And Cardinals are at Cincinnati. They've done obviously great against Cincinnati. But, you know, Cincinnati's playing a little better of late. Let's hope the Cardinals can keep it going against those Reds. Okay, we have Harry on the line.
We do.
Harry Henderson, hello. Family counselor. How are you, sir?
Harry Harrison. I'm doing great, thanks.
All right, so I'm in my Honda CR-V mobile studio. What was our topic again?
It was probably about distracted parenting on parents on their cell phones.
Well, nobody's distracted, Harry. None of us are on our phones too much, right? It's all about the social media and the iPhone, is it not?
I think some study was done that said people looked at their phone at least 200 times a day.
they that have not sinned cast the first stone. I can't talk about that.
Right.
I'm not comfortable about it either. I'm not in my kids' room.
Well, is it not possible to check my messages and email 200 times in a day and still be a good parent?
Well, it depends on where your kids are. Let me tell you a quick story. I used to volunteer at a children's hospital in the ICU where I would hold very ill babies, 1 day old, 2 days old, 3 days old. And so everybody thought they were unconscious, you know, they were, but they'd be crying or something. Anyway, I would come in and I could stop them from crying. I would put my attention on them and just hold them. But if my mind wanders, Steve, if it wandered to the cowboy game, if it wandered to what I'm going to do in business that day, they started crying. Mm. They knew when my attention was not on them. And these were 1 day, very ill, 1 day, 2 day, 3 year old kids. So now let's put it at a 10 year old. You know, he or she's very aware of when mom stops the conversation and checks her Facebook page or takes a phone call, or goes online to send text stuff. That they're taking their attention away from their kids to do that. And so we're telling our kids, this is what adults do. We are on the phone. We are on our iPad. I've seen parents interrupt conversations with their kids, emotional conversations with their kids, to take a phone call on their cell phone and talk. And I'm going, God, don't you understand what's going on here? This is a problem. You're not there. You're there, but you're not there. And that's the problem.
I like to simplify. Maybe I make it too simple. I look at it as kind of FaceTime with your kiddos, eye contact. And if you're making eye contact and it's sincere and you're really responding to what they say, then maybe you've got the right level. But sometimes the pressures of work and life and then just stuff gets to where it's overwhelming for the parent. And they've got financial issues and other issues. And it's not easy and it's difficult. But boy, this is a new phenomenon in the last decade of totally not being there but not being there, and texting children in other rooms versus, hey, dinner's ready. We'll text them.
You know, this is a, what I would tell parents right now is the phone is now part of our lives. That's never going to go away. But you can certainly have phone-free hours. You can read the whole family. We're putting our phone up between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. We're just not going to answer it. We're not going to look at Facebook. We're not going to text. We're going to sit as a family. You're going to do your homework. I'm going to sit here and talk to you. At least put some restrictions down on when you can have undivided attention among a family member. And that can only happen if you put the phone up.
Yeah. I'm here at the Miss Illinois, Miss America pageant, and this guy goes through the lobby last night after the preliminary was over, and he's carrying this armful of phones, and all the ladies get the phones back. I'd like to know a show of hands of who in the audience doesn't have a phone. Everybody has a phone. I think 80 or 90% of the world has smartphones, Harry. I think it's just, as you say, part of it. Now we have to have the talk about how to manage it. And when you're having an emotional discussion with a child, you don't take the call.
Exactly. Exactly. It's what you said. A child is looking for your eye contact, looking for your attention. They're looking for you. You know, they're looking for you to be there. And it's so easy. You know, when there was so many kids don't remember, you used to have to get up and go answer the phone somewhere. But now with the phone right there, we can easily just stop talking. We can easily divert our attention to something that's pretty meaningless 98% of the time. So we need to be aware that when we're looking at our kids, to focus on them, to look at their eyes, to give them our full attention. But let me tell you, even babies know when you're not there. I mean, you're there, but they know when you're not there. And certainly 8-year-olds and 10-year-olds and 16-year-olds do.
You know, Harry, and you're a family counselor, right? So you talk to people at all stages. Janet and I, my wife and I, have been totally consumed with our kids, and we've loved it, and we've loved every minute of it. You know, our challenge now, I think, is as they get older, and what we want them to be is self-reliant, responsible adults that do good work. That's great, but we're not going to be with them as much because they've got schedules and jobs and things like that. And that's tough because we just love the process. We love the chaos. We love the noise. So we've got to adapt a little bit to that change, which I guess is positive because you want them to go out and flourish. And but I can't tell you, some people get exasperated and tired, and I sure was part of that. But I loved every minute of the process, even when it was low and it was hard. I loved it. And maybe we were fertility patients, and maybe our appreciation for children was more. I don't know. But I do know this. It's the best thing in the world. It is the best thing in the world to be consumed with your children and family. And maybe I've been reticent to join anything and be involved in anything, because I was selfish. I wanted to be at home all the time. And I have been, and I've loved it. But now we got to transition into the fact is I'm not going to get to see him as much as years ago, and that's going to be hard for us, Harry.
Well, one of the things that the whole purpose of parenting is to raise your kids to face the adult world. That's your job, and then to let them go. And so it's a process of spend the childhood time training them to be independent, teaching them how to have grit, letting them solve problems, letting them overcome, and letting them suffer and figure out how to get out of it. And these issues mm-hmm. they're facing, you know, between 10 and 17, 18, they're nothing going to be compared to the issues that are 24, 25, 30, 35 years mm-hmm. old. So you teaching our kids to yeah. be independent, teaching them to have grit, teaching them to be courageous and fearless and never give up. That's a parent's job. And one of the things you can take joy in and pride in is watching your kids succeed when they leave home, because that means you have done a fantastic job.
Harry, how do people find you?
FearlessParenting.com.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Have a wonderful weekend.
Same to you. It was a good conversation. Bye.
I like it.
ESPN 93.5 Live. Pardon me?
I think it's good comments. I'm glad we're discussing this.
Yeah, it's not easy because we're multitasking all the time. I mean, we're on a walk in a state park yesterday, and I've got to do a couple of phone things. But it was work-related.
Mm-hmm.
Needed to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're on a walk. So if I didn't have a phone, stuff wouldn't get done, but I'd be on a walk.
Mm-hmm.
How many walks are we taking anymore? Figuratively. How many walks are we taking anymore? None without our phone.
Right.
I'm live from the Honda CRV studio. Honda of Champaign is an award-winning dealership. And I hope Craig or Ben or somebody hears it. I'm live in the Honda CRV studio.
Exactly.
AKA sitting in my car outside the Country Inn and Suites in Marion, Illinois, just doing a show. You can go by and see their dealership because it's an award winner. Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com off of Neil at Burwash and Savoy. And they sell a lot of vehicles. It's an award-winning dealership after 5 years of ownership. And there's hundreds of vehicles on the lot, and they want to put you in a Honda, and you're going to get a great deal, and they're going to want to have you there for life. That's their goal, is to have a customer that stays with them a long time. If you've never driven a Honda or BMW, I invite you to test drive today. Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com, right off of Neil at Burwash in Savoy, drivechampaign.com. All right, let's jump to our morning sports, ESPN 93.5, Diane Ducey at 7:45 in Champaign-Urbana.
Well, and trending in the Champaign-Urbana area is about Illinois basketball. 6'9" forward Greg Egboyden. I think I did that
already. Greg Egboyden. Yeah, and I don't get it. I'm really stunned by it. That was a guy that had athleticism, and I thought a real upside. What the heck happened in June to lose a player? I don't get it.
Right. So now we have four returning scholarship players from last season. And we have this big gap in the middle. I don't know what's going to happen. We need some players to man the post. In any case.
Yeah. I don't know. I really can't wait to hear Jeremy Warner after 9 to explain what could have happened. Maybe it's in the works a long time. I don't know. But I just know one thing. If I'm playing Illinois, I'm going to post them up. That's what I'm doing. Cause I'll have a bunch of freshmen in there.
Mm-hmm. We have the Washington Capitals win the Stanley Cup 4-3 over Vegas last night as they swept the Golden Knights, so Capitals fans very happy this morning. Now let's get into our Redbird recap as we switch to the MLB. St. Louis wins. The final was 4-1. We've got a game tonight starting up against the Cincinnati Reds, and that series starts at 6:10 on ESPN 93.5. Here's your Redbird recap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
John, the long ball and Michaelis, that's a good combination.
Well, let's start with the first home run by Martinez.
And here's the 2-1 pitch for Jose. Swinging a long one. Get up, baby. Get up. Oh, get up, baby. A little more. Yes, sir. Two-run home run, and the Cardinals lead it 2-0. Martinez with his sixth home run of the year, and that drives home. Bam. And the second one?
The pitch on the way. A swing and a drive left field. Hit deep. Back to the wall. A gunner. A pinch hit home run for Luke Voit. The Cardinals have a 4-1 lead in the bottom of the seventh. And Luke Voit with the pinch hit. He put the cap on a 4-1 Redbird winner. Michaelis is 7-1 now, and Bud Norris picked up the save.
His 12th of the year, as we're on the air today at 5:15.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett, and what you're hearing in the background are the sounds of Gemütlichkeit. It's a feeling of friendship, warmth, and good cheer. It's also the feeling you get when you visit Wisconsin, and you'll feel it all around our state, from festivals to sporting events. It's tricky to say, but easy to feel. That's Gemütlichkeit, and that is Wisconsin. Go to TravelWisconsin.com and let the fun begin.
Cubs win. That final was 4-3. Anthony Rizzo had some nice hits. We got the Pittsburgh Pirates in that series starting up on US 105.9 with a 1-10 first pitch. Minnesota beat the Chicago White Sox. That final was 7-2 yesterday. And we've got the Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Golden State on top of that series, 3-0. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
All right. ESPN 93.5, you check your weather forecast brought to you by Watts Copy Systems. We have a new printer copier in our place, and it's nice. Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years. Find them at wattscopy.com.
A little overcast this morning. There's a 30% chance of showers. Today's high 90. 68 our low this evening. A 40% chance of rain. That oozes into Saturday with a high 68. Or high 88, lows 68, a 50% chance of showers. Otherwise, some clouds on Sunday with a high 87, low 67. We're currently at 70 at 749 on ESPN 93.5.
Yep, it's Friday, and we all like Fridays, and I hope it's going to be a great weekend for you. And I know there's always stuff going on. Diane Ducey is the MC for the last 2 decades in Champaign-Urbana. You must have something going on. Are there festivals or something, Diane, in Champaign-Urbana?
Actually, Uncork Urbana. We'll be checking with Paris just after 8:20 here on ESPN 93.5. That's something you might want to tap into. And I know my friends at Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Champaign County have their golf for kids' sake at Lake of the Woods. And they'll have that shotgun start at 12:30. All the lunch, dinner, drinks, prizes. This is a great golf event. And I'm not sure if you can walk up or not, but if you want to go for it, you'll be supporting area mentoring with Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Champaign County.
Awesome. All right. A lot of good things going on. Well, we've done hardworking man again. One last time, I want to thank Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for surviving my broadcast and work efforts this past Monday. More coming up on the schedule. But thank you to Troy. I got a chance to learn more about Lifeline Connect, a program he's so committed to help men get off of alcohol and drugs and addictions and become productive members of our society. They do a wonderful job at Lifeline Connect. So there at Lands, I went out with Drew, and I did a kind of a maintenance on an AC. Well, I helped watch Drew do a maintenance.
Over the shoulder.
Yeah, yeah.
Excuse me, sir. You're breathing in my ear. Can you back away?
Could you
away?
Just back off and please stay out of my way? Yeah, a little of that. But, no, they were very good. And I was very impressed with the thorough nature of what Lance does. And, by the way, if you're somebody you know looking for maybe a new scenery, new venue, Lance is hiring. And if you're good with
those kinds of things, and I would encourage you to get hold of them and apply, because it's a really good place to work, family-owned and operated, and really, really good people that run Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, so they're hiring. And if you want to apply, and you got all those good attributes of integrity and all the things people look for, you got a shot to get a new job anytime you want it. I'm telling you, job market is heated up. I don't know if you've noticed it, Diane, but all the we're now hiring signs that I'm seeing all over the place, it's just hard to get people. I mean, what do you do if you're a fast food place right now? Man.
Right.
I mean, are you going to go to work? I mean, you just one disconcerting aspect is the people that, you know, the way people kind of show up, don't show up for work, which is really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're, you know, you take something and you have a responsibility, you got to go.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care what time of day it is, and I don't care if they're mean to you. If you agree to do a job, you got to do a job, and then you can deal with the work conditions another time, but give them 2 weeks and all those proper things. So, yeah, that's good news. I mean, you know, it's been a while since you could wake up and say, gosh, what do I want to apply for today? Because, again, good people with, you know, solid people skills. It's funny I have to say people skills, but I have to say people skills. It's just, you're just so much comfortable just texting that I don't want to come in. Yeah. Anyway, good news on the job front. So thank you, Lance. I've got Tapman's Towing coming up. Pretty excited to go there and take the hook thing and slap it on somebody's bumper or wherever we put it. I don't think it matters, does it? Door, handle, something? Won't it work? Push lift? Yeah. So that'll be coming up. Public Works, mobile meter. I get to go there, and I get to go to Spring Green. And I think that's it for now. I'm tired. That's okay. We are having a lot of fun with hardworking man. Shop CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. They're terrific. Keep your money local. Warm weather is here. Does your business outdoor windows need cleaned? Maybe Stevie J can help. I wash those windows at St. Thomas More, and the hardworking man with CMI. I clean windows at least 30 feet, but they do go to 55. Yeah. I know. It wasn't that hard. It's amazing. The equipment is lightweight. I cleaned windows 30 feet up without a ladder. How about that?
That's good.
Get those windows looking brand new and impress your customers at the same time. CMI can do that for you. And their Kyvac touchless cleaning system for bathrooms. I cleaned a whole bathroom with that thing. Didn't touch a thing.
Wow.
Now we're talking.
All right.
Yeah. Squirt, squirt, squirt. That's all I got to do. Take the gloves. You can have them back. Anyway, it's all CMI. CMIClean.com for more information, or call 359-6262.
I was
CMIClean.com.
Looking at the texts that are coming in, and there's comments about Anthony Bourdain and, you know, found unresponsive in his hotel room at the age of 61. Suspected suicide, known for that cooking and travel show. So, yeah, we're looking into that more, and people are hearing about that this morning. Also, Capitals didn't sweep Vegas. They won 4 straight. It was a 4-1 series. So, sorry about that, making that correct.
Yeah, right. It was 4-1. Vegas won the first one.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Okay, State Farm Center Live Nation present the Counting Crows live in concert with their 25 Years in Counting Tour, September 5th. Tickets on sale at statefarmcenter.com or 1-866-ALINI-1. Plus, right now they're offering a 4-pack of tickets for $99. I have one last 4-pack we'll give away next hour. Let's do that after Paris, maybe
okay.
8:25.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you a chance to win Counting Crows tickets at 359-2255. You can always text us anything here on the radio. You can comment or give us information, 359-2255. Okay, we'll take the news, come back, I'll grab a little coffee, back to the Honda CRV studios, live from Marion, Illinois, home of the Miss Illinois, Miss America state pageant, where my daughter Grace is competing. We'll return Diane Ducey on this Friday, June 8th.
Judge is...